Erica. I'm so glad to have you here on the Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And today I'm going to talk about taking action. So a lot of the work that I do with energy clearing is removing blocks and clearing pathways. I think it's really important to clear pathways. Actually, I have this memory. Oh my gosh. I had a really wonderful horse for many, many years, and his name was Dakota. And we used to love to run really fast. Well, I did. I think he did too. Yes, he did. So we used to run on this one trail. It was so fun. And one morning I was running around a corner, and it was a blind corner. And I had been on the trail the day before, but little beknownst to me, a huge tree had come down in the night. Now, it was a very wide tree. It wasn't a thick tree as far as the branches, but it was very wide. It had a lot of little leaves on it. I want to think it was about 3 or 4 feet wide. So we come tearing around the corner, just full speed. Think of like a 16-hand, really tall horse going full speed around a corner, and we see this huge block in the path. And what does he do? He dead stops. It wasn't something we could jump over easily, and we really didn't have enough room to plan because I had let him come around that corner at full speed, which in retrospect, I didn't do that mistake again. So he dead stops, and I go flying over him, and then he looks at me, and I look at him, and he's on the other side of the tree now, and I'm on the other side, which is, you know, several feet, 3 to 4 feet apart from him. And I brushed myself off. Luckily, nothing was broken. And oh my gosh, it hurt pretty bad though. And I just stood there and I looked at him and he looked at me and we were like, what happened? Oh my gosh. So I guess the reason I'm sharing that is that it is really important to clear the path. Like, I'm not saying clearing energy is not vital to our progression on the planet and our ascension into next levels of being. However, it's really important that we also take action. So today, one of the actions I'm taking is I created a new complimentary Zoom on clearing the heart chakra, which I have scheduled. If you're listening to this in real time, I scheduled it for Friday, the 19th of July. And then I will also offer it on replay for everyone who signs up. You can sign up at energyclearingforlife.com. And again, it's a complimentary heart clearing Zoominar. I love clearing chakras. It's something I believe that when we clear our energy and we ask for healing, healing is infinitely available to you. And when you act and you take an action, once you've done some healing, you're going to find that your actions are much more successful. So I guess one of the things I want to say today on this episode is take the time to do clearing and then take action, because your action won't have the same results as it did when you took action before you did clearing. So if you're going through and working on energy clearing, and I do have private sessions too, by the way, just go to energyclearingforlife.com. You can find out more about me, Erica, and sign up to work with me if you like. However, I want to just recommend that you take your action from a place of not knowing the outcome, because you can't know who you were before you did clearings. So if you've done some really good work clearing past stuff, now what's going to happen is you're going to have new experiences. And new experiences, just by their nature, are unknown. We can't know the outcome. So you have to unlearn. You have to clear. Well, you don't have to do anything. You can sit there and watch TV and do nothing if you like. But if you choose to, you can clear your energy and then take concentrated action. Invite something new to show up. And then I want to share with you, like, if you develop an event and then you don't get a lot of people showing up, I want to let you know that it could be a test. So I had 96 people sign up to my last Zoominar, and I believe I had 3 people show up and play full out. And then I had over 90 people open the replay email Isn't that crazy? So all these people are watching and listening kind of in the privacy of their own home. Like people are really enjoying that. So it's really hard to like measure your work when you have these kind of like new systems in place that people are really doing things on their own terms in their own way. So I guess my point is just to take action. Don't judge the results too quickly and take more action and then do some more clearing. So we heal, we heal, we heal, we take action, heal, 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 take action. Oh, and at the other side of this, it's really exciting. And I have to tell you, back with Dakota, I learned a really good lesson. I never went full force speed around a blind corner after that. And also, we worked on our jumping so that I could jump over locks if I did run into them again. So I learned a lot from that lesson, and I'm hoping that you maybe enjoyed today's episode. Come over to energyclearing.com. My complimentary Zoominars will always be on that homepage, available for your sign up. So come on, join me.